Welcome to the WBGO Journal. Joanne, we're going to start here with you. You offer a lot of services here at Community Access Unlimited. Could you just kind of give me a little flow of what exactly it is that you do?
Well, we started in 1979 out of the backseat of our executive director's Volkswagen with a $90,000 one-year grant to take 20 people out of developmental institutions and put them in the community, whatever they needed, employment, advocacy, recreation, shopping skills, budgeting, managing, whatever it takes to live in a community. Today, we have over a $67 million annual operating budget. We serve over 6,000 people throughout the state of New Jersey, and we have 1,100 staff. And we basically do individualized services for anybody who needs anything to live in the community. Supported housing, career planning, supported employment, getting people jobs, recreational trips. In fact, Murda's going to the Bahamas this year. Advocacy trips, which Murda and Gary do a lot of, in terms of speaking up for the rights of people with disabilities. There are a lot of civil rights issues involved with people with disabilities who do not are not perceived as being equal to people without disabilities.
You have advocates with you and guests. If you wouldn't mind passing the microphone, introduce yourself for me.
Hello, my name is Gary Rubin. I'm the president of Helping Hands Self-Advocacy Group. I wear different hats in advocacy. I'm on the state level and the national level as well. The state level, I'm part of the Council on Developmental Disabilities in Trenton. So that's the state level. And I'm finishing up my national board, which is SABE, Self-Advocates Becoming Empowered. I'm the Region 7 representative, which covers this area. So, and I've been doing that for 4 years now.
Where did your journey start here at CAU?
Okay, I was at a DC. Well, they called it a training and research center. It was called Johnstone, and it was very brutal. It was like a concentration camp. You got beaten up. You got chairs whipped over your head because you didn't give somebody a cigarette, or even the staff were brutal. The staff were just as bad as the clients were, and it was just too much to take. I'm surprised I even lived through the whole six and a half years I was there. I've been here now 25 years, going on 26. I get to live the life I wanted to always live and everything. I don't have to answer to nobody. Nobody, you know, I could eat what I want. You know, I pay, you know, I watch what I want on TV and everything. I pay my own bills and everything. I'm now in supportive living. I was in supervised the first 2 years I was here. So, but, you know, I've been in supportive living since 1994, and, you know, I get to do a lot of things. I get to go, leave and come as I go. I don't have to answer to nobody. And that's the best thing in the world because, you know, who wants to feel like they live with their parents all their life? I sure don't.
And Joanne, would you be so kind as to introduce our other guest?
Our other guest is Murda Rosa. She's one of our self-advocates as well. She sits on the board of Community Access Unlimited. She also is vice chair of the New Jersey Council on Developmental Disabilities. She works with Helping Hands with Gary, and she is also active in Jumpstart, which is a small entrepreneurial firm, advocacy firm, that Gary is part of as well.
I'd like to hear about that.
I started self-advocacy with Gary. But yeah, the advocate I started when I was living at Woodbridge, that helped me a lot. I worked at Woodbridge in a store. I took computer classes while I was there. Then I moved out here. And Woodbridge, you didn't have the freedom as you have out here. You couldn't walk the premises by yourself. You had to be with a staff.
But you have more freedom here.
Oh, yes.
How do lawmakers react to the initiatives, and are they helpful?
Some of them are, but, you know, I got to keep reminding them that, hey, it's people first. We are not clients. This is not an institution. This is a social services agency and everything. And that's the way it should be kept.
So at CAU, we believe that people come first, and that people, it's not disabled people, it's people with disabilities. It's always people first. It's people with different abilities, because they don't even like the word disabilities. People with different abilities have different ways that they contribute to society. They have often skills and ways of looking at the world that people without disabilities don't, which really enhances societal and cultural views and what we do. And people with different abilities, that's why there's Developmental Disabilities Month. In 1987, President Ronald Reagan designated March as Developmental Disabilities Month to really celebrate people coming out of institutions like Gary and Murda who have developmental disabilities, who have a lot of contributions to make to society. Both Gary and Murda have been employed. Murda is still employed. They pay taxes. They buy things at the store. They are contributing citizens to the community.
How do you fund all of this?
We self-fund our advocacy efforts. It's not covered by any state or governmental funding. It's covered by our fundraising.
These types of programs that you do, I mean, what kinds of abilities, you say, or disabilities can somebody come here with and you'll offer your services?
We're talking any kind of disability. Our roots are in the developmental disability movement because we started in 1979 out of taking people out of developmental centers, but we've expanded to also serve people with physical disabilities, people who have co-occurring disabilities with developmental disabilities and mental health, or physical disabilities and mental health. We serve people as young as 8 years old up to 101 years old. So, and we do it in an individualized manner because we find that each person has their own needs, their own way of looking at things, and their own preferences and likes, and we customize to the individual.
CAU was founded in 1979.
Yes.
Do you think since 1979 it's been working?
Oh, yes. To start with 20 people in 1979 and be up to 6,000 in less than 40 years, and to also have a one-year operating budget of $90,000, which is now $67 million annualized with $111 million in assets, I'd say it's working.
As advocates, it's their job to get out there on the ground and make sure people know about this place.
Yes. And we try to invite people from that are not even part of this organization to see what we do, but a lot of them don't show up, but we have the open invitation all the time. I would like to see other agencies come in here and see what we're about, because I've been to some of them, and you know, quite frankly, when it comes to advocacy things, we're very precise and everything like that. We meet the first Tuesday of each month and everything like that. And we have, like, every couple months we have, like, the admin team come in, and the admins, we talk to them. What kind of things can we change? Like, if we have issues at our apartments, at our houses, wherever we live at, we bring that up to them so this way they could straighten it out and everything. They own a lot of housing here, so it's like, you know, we don't necessarily look out to regular landlords and stuff. This place owns a lot of property. Like, I live in a three-family house, so if I have issues, I come right here and I talk to somebody here.
Joanne, last word. How do people find you?
www.caunj.org. We are also available by phone at 1-800-354-3096.
Thank you.
Thank you.